You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are kicking off Act 2 here, also known as Hour Number 2, on Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. I am Pete Chwaba. Conrad Krieger is riding shotgun. It is great, great, great to have you with us on this Wednesday night. Kind of a gloomy one. We've gotten used to this. Are we in London? Or Seattle?
You know, it feels like it.
I remember Wisconsin being a little sunnier than this.
Yeah, well, it just was these last, you know, couple days.
2 days in a row is nothing. I don't accept that. I do not accept that. We had a really fun talk with Linda Fortunato in Hour Number 1. You can check it out on the website, civicmedia.us, or on the app. It will be cataloged as a podcast. Very informative stuff. Thanks to Linda for enlightening us, letting us know what is happening with Peninsula Players this summer. They have a great lineup of shows: Barefoot in the Park, Misery, Little Women, the Broadway musical version, Dear Jack, Dear Louise, and Steel Magnolias closes out their season in the fall. And this hour, coming up soon at 7:20, we have Katie Compton from the Mulva Cultural Center in De Pere, a really fascinating and kick-butt place that most of you in Northeast Wisconsin might not even have known about. But we have a world-class museum here, and Katie is going to stop by the studio in just a few minutes and tell us all about it. I'm fascinated by it. I can't wait to go there myself. Just checking out the website, I think it's really a treasure that we have here in Northeast Wisconsin. We also talked about our question of the night last hour, which is, what celebrities fall from grace were you most bummed out by? That is our question of the night, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app or on the stream if you're watching the radio. Great to have you anyway. Just nice to be here. And Conrad, we also discussed Conrad's fear of needles. So I think people are caught up.
I think so, too.
Did we catch them up? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where, you know, let's get back to the text because I love this question. It's such a tragic question. We've heard some great names, though, so far. Matt Harper on social media said Diddy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but he probably was doing it the whole time, you know?
Right, but same with Michael Jackson or, you're right, Kanye had a fall. Like, he seemed normal for a while. Pete Rose probably wasn't always betting on baseball. But you're right. Diddy probably was doing it. And that is probably a tragic one, especially to a rock rap artist like Matt
yes,
Harper.
Yes.
Probably a big influence. Mike Desitel says, actually, it was you, Pete, when I found out you were a Chicago Bears fan. That's, again, not a fall. That was from birth. It was just inherent. There was nothing I could do about that, Mike. I might have changed. I might have switched that around if I had a choice over the last 30 years or since 1985. But I'm as upset with me as you are. Melissa Kay, Civic Media's own Melissa Kay from WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, is Garrison Keillor. Yeah, what was the... Let's go to the Google on Garrison Keillor because I'm kind of fuzzy on that. I was such a huge fan. He had such a great show, The Prairie Home Companion. My pal Tracy Thorpe texts in, Dave Grohl. Yeah, that's a tough one because that's like a personal fall from grace. Maybe it affected his career on some level. He's such a brilliant musician and rock star. But yeah, he stepped out of bounds there, didn't he? He had a baby with another woman who was not his wife. And took a lot of flack for it. I was surprised, actually. I figured, like, sometimes people just assume rock stars misbehave. But Dave Grohl took a lot of flack for that. People were not happy. As they shouldn't be. But great to hear from you, Tracy. Please don't be a stranger. And we've got a couple more stream comments here. Dave Kunisch says, good bumper music. Thank you, Dave. And Kevin Spacey. Oh, that's a great one. I loved Kevin Spacey so much. Loved him in... I'm going to say LA Confidential. I almost had To Live and Die in LA. LA Confidential. He was so good. And he's such a great actor. He was great in Seven, creepy as all get out. And he's creepy in real life, let's be honest. But he wore, Kevin Spacey wore a tux to the Oscars. I think it was after The Usual Suspects, which he was also fantastic in. He wore the black pant combo with the white jacket. And I liked it so much that that's the look I went with for my own wedding. Like, I really kind of, in a weird way, looked up to Kevin Spacey. I thought he was cool. But that is a definite fall from grace. Creepy McGee. And he's trying to make a comeback, too, which is weird. Jim Denny says, it didn't affect me, but my grandma... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I got to read. There's a prologue here. Let's see how your old-time memory is. Fatty Arbuckle. Yes, Jim, I know who Fatty Arbuckle is. One of the first Hollywood scandals. It is. And I think Fatty Arbuckle was one of the central characters in the Black Dahlia. It was a Patterson novel or Elmore Leonard. Jim says, it didn't affect me, but my grandma was devastated. Yeah, that was a big one. Fatty Arbuckle was a big star back in the day. And they kind of went into that a little bit in the Perry Mason show, the Perry Mason remake on HBO. I think season one, Fatty Arbuckle was kind of a character in the show. And he was kind of just this disgusting pig. Going to the text line, Brian from Green Bay says, Charles Manson, Fall from Grace, such a bright musical talent. I don't know about that, Brian, but that's awesome. Love Brian's sense of humor. Have you ever heard Charles Manson's music, Conrad?
Yeah, it's not, I wouldn't say it's my type of music.
But do you know, I don't even know what it's he's the writer of many beautiful ditties.
Oh, no.
Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete. Welcome back, Conrad. Again, Conrad was not gone. I want to clear the record here, Anna. I was the one. I was in your fair city of Madison, Anna. But it is nice to have Conrad back on the airwaves for sure. Just giving you a hard time. She says, hi, Pete. Welcome back, Conrad. I, too, was disappointed about Michael Jackson. He had some great songs. I did see the MJ musical in Chicago and liked it. I would probably still go to that. And he didn't just have some great songs. He has a catalog that rivals the Beatles or Springsteen. I mean, he's got tons of songs, tons of great songs.
You think Kanye will have a musical?
Kanye the musical?
I would go to that.
That would be easy to write dialogue anyway, because all you have to do is say a bunch of crazy crap.
And you've just got show his tweets on the screen.
Yeah, exactly. Make his girlfriend walk around naked. I mean, what the heck? From the 715, Will Smith, always heard he was one of the nicest guys in show business. Not sure what he was thinking that night. And of course, 715 is referring to the Oscar night when he slapped Chris Rock, the host of the Oscars. I agree with you. Yeah, Will Smith, I think sometimes people just descend into weirdness. They have too much. They're too rich. His kids are strange. They obviously grew up way too privileged.
Have you heard his new music that he's trying to come back?
Or Will Smith?
No, Will Smith.
Oh, no, I have not.
It is so awful.
Is it really?
It's when you're driving home, listen to his newest song. You will listen for 2 seconds, say, all right, I've heard enough of that.
It sounds like time well spent. Chris Elfheim, our pal in the 715, says Darren Sharper. Football player?
Yeah.
I thought. Or is it a Packer?
It was a Viking. And
it was like domestic abuse or something like that?
Well, it was alleged rapist.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fall. Thank you, Chris. Hope you're well. Great to hear from you. Barb from Waukesha, she's in the 262, says Bill Cosby. I knew someone was going to say Bill Cosby. I almost said Bill Cosby because I grew up listening to Bill Cosby albums, and he seemed so sane, and Steve Martin seemed so out there when I would listen to Steve Martin albums. And as it turns out, Cosby is the creep, and Steve Martin's like a great guy. I never would have guessed that. Clint Blackburn on the stream. He's in the 608. And Wanakee says, Paul Hornung's fall was gambling on NFL games. Thank you, Clint. He was suspended for the 1963 season. Oh, that's a big one.
I didn't know he could sports bet back then.
Well, you could, just not legally, right? Or not place bets from the dugout like Pete Rose was doing. Steve from Florida, that's Conrad's dad, says, even though they both won us a Super Bowl, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers have bummed me out after leaving Green Bay. They will never be a Bart Starr. Yeah, I think Bart Starr's legacy is intact, Steve. That's a great point. Connie from Madison says, Smokey Robinson. Turns out he was bad for a long time. I did not know that, Connie. Never heard that one about Smokey Robinson. Huh. Keep those texts coming, folks, and we will keep reading them. Great answers. We have, all right, I found this. I want to get to this clip because I thought it was really funny. And I kind of agree with what Conan said about Larry David. They were talking, it was on a podcast, right, Con? The one I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So this is, the clip speaks for itself. It's classic Larry David, and it's great Conan, too. Here it is.
People ask me all the time, Larry David, is he exactly like he is on Curb Your Enthusiasm? And I say, yes, he is. You would claim that you're not quite that guy. But the times I've hung out with you at parties, I feel there might as well be a camera recording this for HBO.
You know, I take that as a tremendous compliment.
Yes.
Because I got to tell you something. I love that guy. That guy. A couple of weeks ago, I got invited to a dinner party. You know, 5-10 years ago, I would have gone, okay, sounds good. What's the address? And now, this time, I said, who's coming?
Oh.
Yeah. Did not go over well.
the person was offended?
The person seemed to have been a little offended. I wound up not going.
Want to come to a dinner party tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Who else is going to be there?
Yeah, you don't need to know.
Why not?
Because it's not done. That's why not.
What do you mean it's not done? What's not done?
It's a social convention that people don't ask who's going to be there at the dinner party.
But by the way, as long as we're on the subject, is it such a terrible question to ask who's going to? Why is that a secret? I don't understand the big secret. You can't say who's going. Why?
I mean, it's so weird how I've done an about face on this because I had a friend who used to always do that. You'd call and say, or no, he would actually go out of his way to call you and he'd say, hey, what are you doing Friday? And I'd be like, nothing. You want to hang out? He's yeah, but I got to see about this other thing first. But he would have like two or three sets of plans on standby and there was always a hierarchy. Oh, Mark Maron might be at this party. I'm going to go to that first. But if he's not there, I'd rather hang out with, then I'd like to hang out with you because we'll laugh together. And then you don't know what he had lined up, but it was kind of like that. And I will admit, if I get invited to something now, I don't know if it's as you get older or what, but your time becomes more valuable. And the last thing you want to do is sit there and listen to some annoying blabbermouth who corners you at a party. I'm sorry. I'm always a nice guy to people, but if someone's just an idiot, I don't want to talk to them for that long. I'll still be nice. Am I out on a limb here or what?
Well, at that point, you just use the, I got to run to the bathroom excuse or the, I got to refresh my drink.
I'm about to have an accident.
And then just never return back to that area.
Okay. Thank you. So it's not just me.
No.
I mean, you have to, time is valuable.
Yeah,
so I totally identify with that Larry David clip. And I felt kind of bad for but it is different. What my friend used to do, he would call you and try to get you to do something, but kind of half bail. I don't know. It's just weird.
It was like you're a third option.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or second or
second,
first.
You I'll never take
know
second.
You never know which one you are.
I have no ego. All right. When we come back, folks, Katie Compton from the Mulva Cultural Center here in De Pere, Wisconsin. A beautiful new, not that new, but new facility. We'll talk to her coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. You've got Nightlight on a Wednesday night, folks. I hope you are having a wonderful evening on a gloomy night, at least here in Northeast Wisconsin. Whatever part of Wisconsin you're in, I hope the sun is shining and it is 70 degrees. If not outside, in your hearts, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot of fun stuff still to cover coming up on the show. And our question of the night, if you still want to get in on the action, is what celebrity's fall from grace were you most bummed out by? We've got some great answers, and I expect more will be rolling in throughout the course of the show. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome from the Mulva Cultural Center right here in Northeast Wisconsin, DePere more specifically, Marketing Director Katie Compton, who joins me in the studio. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
You are the marketing director, but you had a lot of titles. I looked you up on LinkedIn, then I went to the website. I don't know if you're El Presidente or the CEO or whatever, but I know you're important and you are putting your stamp on this gorgeous facility.
Yeah. Our title, you know, titles change, things change. I usually just tell people I'm the marketing person. So
okay.
I'm the one that goes out and talks about us and hypes us up. And if it's got the logo on it, then I'm usually responsible for making sure it's correct.
That's perfect. All right, we'll go with that. When I was a kid, people would just say, "This is Peach Wabba. He's our boy for the week." I would sweep floors and I was a chimney sweep. And wow. Oh, that's not even my childhood. I'm going back way too far.
This was very dramatic.
It was dramatic. Well, I was trying to do a scene there, and it just kind of tapered off before it got started. So it's great to meet you. Thank you for coming in. And you spell your name the same way my daughter spells her name.
Oh.
And that must have been a tough decision because, let's be honest, you've got, with all the options out there for Katie, you settled on K-A-T-Y.
I will tell you that my parents settled on that. So my joke is always that my parents misspelled it the first time and I just keep misspelling it. So it's been that my entire life. And now I'm probably a little bit older than your daughter. But then, you know, back in the day, like nobody spelled it besides IE. And so it has been misspelled a lot in my life.
Do you wish it was IE? Or did you?
No, not really.
Okay.
It doesn't even bother me if people write IE because I'm like, okay, you still have the gist of it.
Yeah.
But my full name is Kathleen. And so if you see K-A-T-Y and you assume I'm missing the H and they're like, they call you Kathy, I'm like, ooh, you're not reading it right. But
that's interesting.
Other than that, I've gotten like the I, I've gotten, I think there was one that was K-A-T-E-Y, you know, they're trying. So you're like, I get it. You're trying.
Some people go too far.
Yeah.
K-A-T. The number seven, right. The letter E. It just doesn't
whatever
make any sense.
Whatever vowel or sound they want to put in there. That's fine. That's fine.
I agree. And the name, but the name Katie is a happy name. It's like you don't really meet too many depressed people.
I think so. And you know, it goes really well with my last name. I've been told that. You know,
Katie Compton.
It just kind of flows. And so
very easy to say.
I'm a lucky person.
You are. And we're lucky to have you here. Are you a Green Bay native or Wisconsin native?
I'm a Wisconsin native. I'm not a Green Bay native.
All right. Conrad, settle down. She's still a nice person.
Yeah. I'm not a Green Bay native either.
I will tell you that living in the area, I've been around the area for about 15 years. I do get asked that a lot, but people have stopped asking me where I went to high school. And that was super odd for me. When I first moved here, they'd be like, "Where did you go to high school?" And I'd be like, "I've been out for over a decade. Like, why are we?"
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
But, you know, I get it. Like, people growing up here, there's an East-West thing and there's all these things. So I understand that. But it was strange being a transplant and being asked that.
Yeah, I would assume it would be. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac, okay.
So I graduated from Goodrich High School, which is now Fond du Lac High School.
You still told me where you went to high school.
I did, because I figured that was the next question. I just wanted to lead in and head you off. So, yeah.
That's like a suburb of Oshkosh, right?
I don't know that they would love you calling it that.
That's the only city I have no listeners in is Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac.
I will offend till the live long day. No, I'm kidding. I love Fond du Lac.
The one person is turning off the radio like, well, forget him.
He's dead to me. No, I love Fond du Lac because when we drove up to our cottage, my grandma's cottage, when I was a kid, we would stop at Shriner's restaurant.
Oh, yes.
And I know that went, is that a quick trip now?
You know, I go back about once a year for a family reunion. I don't go in a ton, but yeah, I think it's gone.
It is. It's a quick trip.
Yep. Oh, see, and that makes you sad when you go back to the town you grew up in and you see.
It is.
You know what? And that's evolution. Like, I get it, but you're still.
I guess so.
You lose some of those fun memories.
So, all right. Fond du Lac, you say you get back there once a year.
Yeah, about once a year.
It's not like you have to fly there. I mean, it's only like an hour away, right?
Well, my parents don't live there anymore. And neither do my siblings. One lives kind of close. But yeah, I don't know.
All right.
And it's a great town. I'm nothing against Fond du Lac. I enjoyed growing up there. Lakeside Park is beautiful.
Yeah.
I actually graduated from Marion. So
College?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
so great town, loved it, but
yeah.
Yeah, I just don't go back very often.
Well, their loss is DePere.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gain. Tell us all about the Mulva Cultural Center, because I got to be honest, I did not know much about it until I knew you were coming on the show, and I went to the website and I'm like, this is in Northeast Wisconsin? it's so cool. Tell us everything.
It's like 15 minutes from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get that a lot. Part of the reason is that we only opened in December of 2023.
Okay.
And so we're still kind of getting out into the area, getting out into everybody's hearts and minds.
Yeah.
But, so what we like to say is that our purpose is to inspire intellectual curiosity, and we do that through exhibits, we do it through films, we have programs, we actually have a full-service restaurant in there, so we do it through cuisine. And so we like to bring things into the area or offer things to the community that just make you curious, right?
Yeah.
So we have different exhibits and films on different topics, and we do art, we do history, we have science. We just kind of, it's hard to put us into a box, which is great, which is fantastic.
Are you sure the climate is right in America today for intellectual curiosity? And
I hope so. I think the climate is always right for intellectual curiosity, because I think, honestly, you should always be curious.
You should. And I make that joke, but I think a lot of people, whether like you disagreed with someone, there is no one that wouldn't look at your website and go, that looks really cool.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
I think we have to make museum goers out of everybody, and through great exhibits and films, like you said. Katie Compton is my guest. She is the marketing director at the Mulva Cultural Center here in Northeast Wisconsin in DePere. We're coming right back with Katie, and we'll have a lot more. We're going to talk about some of their exhibits and films. They have a screen that only two other cities have.
Yes.
In all of America. We'll talk about that too. It's all coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just another night is all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby, I talk to you in the night, in your dream of love so true.
Welcome back. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I am Peach Wabba. It is great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. And we talked a little bit about summer theater in Door County with the Peninsula Players. Now we are talking about this really cool addition to the Northeast Wisconsin community, the Mulva Cultural Center in DePere. The marketing director, Katie Compton, has joined me in studio. All right, Katie, K-A-T-Y. I have to ask you, what you have these great exhibits. Let's start with the exhibits first.
Yeah.
I love the spy one. Tell me about the License to Spy exhibit. That sounds so cool.
So right now we actually have two at once. So one is the License to Spy one, and that one, I don't want to be biased, but I think it might be cooler than the other one. I don't know. They're both really cool though. I should just say that.
You could be a little biased.
So when you come in, you get like your mission, which is that somebody stole one of the most powerful computer chips in the world. You get six suspects, these spies, and you have to figure out basically who's the double agent and who stole the microchip. The computer chip.
Wow.
So you go around to these stations, and each one kind of does different science or different skills that people would use in espionage. There's one, it shows you, like, safe cracking is one of them. One of them, that we have a whole code room.
I'd love to be a safe cracker.
I'm not going to lie. I had a team member tell me the trick to doing it, because I was trying to do it. I was like, I can't get it. And they're like, oh, you just do it this way. And
that's a little scary. You got someone on the team that knows how to do it.
I know. Well, they'd already played with it. We have a little laser room that has these little lasers that you can kind of crawl through. And if you hit it, a little alarm goes off, like a cat burglar.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool.
This is kind of an embarrassing question I'm about to ask, but you're sitting there telling me all this stuff about the License to Spy exhibit, and I assumed it was for kids, but everything you just said, every adult I know would probably love to do that. Can adults do it too?
Absolutely, 100%.
That's so great.
We say it's family friendly.
Yeah.
You know, so kids come in and do it, but I think I've watched some families that come in, and I think that sometimes the adults are enjoying it more. Like the kids might get distracted, but the adults want to do all the things. And then you go through it, and then at the end of the exhibit, there's a debriefing room, and you figure out, like, they tell you if you're right or not.
I love it. And are those temporary or is that like an all the time exhibit?
Yeah. So our exhibits are traveling exhibits. So they're here. These are here through like, I think September 7th.
Oh, great.
And then we switch out. So we clean out the exhibit and then we start a new one. And the next one's going to be Life in Space.
All right. So tell us about Life in Space because that looked fascinating too.
So Life in Space looks pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So it's going to have artifacts. There should be a moon rock in it, like a lunar rover. It's going to have these artifacts from space flight.
Are these real? Like, are these actual?
It is a real moon rock. I'm not 100% sure if the lunar rover is correct, but the moon rock is real.
Okay.
And then it has a virtual reality International Space Station. So at the beginning of it, you'll get the goggles. And you can go through and it'll be like you're going through the International Space Station and you'll go through and at the end, you know, you kind of realize you're back on Earth.
How big is this facility?
We are, total we're 77,000 square feet. Our exhibit hall is 10,000 square feet.
Oh my gosh, yeah. 77,000 square feet. I don't think Marinette is that big. That's a huge facility.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's, we got a little bit of space.
Yeah. Well, you must be like with all the stuff you have here as a marketing director, is it easy to market? Because people love this stuff.
Yeah. It is and it isn't. I would say it isn't because some of this is different markets, right? I said we had a full service restaurant, so say around Broadway. So that I try to get to a little bit kind of different group of people than maybe Licensed to Spy. And then our films as well. So I try to kind of reach people where they are. So that can be a little bit complicated. But as a marketing person, like I'm never out of things to talk about.
I would imagine.
I'm never out of things, you know, to hype, and there's always something new coming.
So are you hoping to get to the point where, like you said, you have this full service restaurant. Do you want people just to go dine?
Absolutely.
At the Mall of Culture, even if they don't aren't
Absolutely.
Interested?
They do it now. Yeah. So we do Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night dinner. And yeah, people will just come in for dinner and leave. Yeah.
What kind of, is it like reservations, table for two this way, or is it just go in and it's here, line up people, there's the buffet.
It is not a buffet.
Okay,
no,
good.
No. It is a, you know, a sit down plated, you know, menu type restaurant. We do Sunday brunch and that gets, that's pretty
cool.
Popular. So that one, if you're going to come, you might want a reservation just so you know that you're going to have seats. But everything else we can usually take a walk in, but you know, a reservation is always good, especially at night, if you want to be sure. We also do lunch, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday as well.
No kidding. Yeah. You like the food? Good food?
I do like the food. I do like the food. We have some sweet potato tater tots that people just rave about.
You just got to call them sweet potato tots.
That's probably what they call them in the restaurant. I don't know.
I got a lot of ideas for you.
It's not tater. It'd be sweet potato tot, right? That would cut it out.
Be sweet potato tot.
Yeah. But we have, you know, fish on Fridays. We have salmon. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I've got a lot of good ideas. I'm just saying.
Write them down. Okay. I will take them.
Who do I submit them to? Just directly to you?
I love feedback. You know, you always, you know, that's how you get all the great ideas.
Feedback? I want you to bring me on as a partner. Come on, we can crush this thing. So you've been here almost 2 years, or the museum has been here almost 2 years.
Yep, about a year and a half.
Are people finding it? Are they rolling in? Like, I would imagine just your exhibits, and we'll talk about the movie screen next, but how, is it becoming more and more popular?
It's been a little bit of a slow burn. It is becoming more and more popular because I think there's a couple of reasons. If you've seen our building or you've seen a picture of our building, it's beautiful. Like it's a gorgeous building. And I think there is some thought that you either have to pay to get in or you're not welcome or something like that, which none of that is true. Like you can come into the building for free. You can head to the restaurant. We always have a free atrium exhibit. You could go on the patio, read a book and enjoy the weather. All of that's free. So I think that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think people are a little intimidated to come in, but I think they also are just learning all the things we have. And then they're feeling okay, like, okay, I can just go to the restaurant and leave, or I can just go to a film and leave. Like you do, it isn't just the exhibits. We have a lot of pieces.
I would think too, once they go there and start telling their friend, it probably just takes a while because you have so many great, Well, let's finish with the exhibits. Right now, you also have an Explore Your World exhibit.
Yep. So that one is about kind of navigation and maps. So that one, again, has little, you know, stations that they go to. And I'm trying to, we've got like a station where you escape the building. So you look at a map and you have to find your way out of a building. So it's like on fire or something, you know. So you have to memorize the map. It shows how sonar works. So you can stack up different blocks or people can stand there and it shows you how a sonar works.
Oh, cool.
We have a topographic table where you can build up like the rubber pieces, and it shows you how they measure topography.
That is really cool. Yeah. My guest is Katie Compton. She is the marketing director of the Malva Cultural Center here. It's right here in De Pere, folks. You have to check it out. All right. This is my favorite thing. I have a bit of a movie background. I love it's a Samsung Onyx screen, if I recall correctly. And there's only two of them in the rest of the United States and cities much bigger than Green Bay. I mean, this is really cool that we have this. Please tell us how you got it and what it does.
I don't know how we got it. It was there before I was. Okay. So, but yeah, there's one in Houston. There's one in LA. It is, you know, it's hard to describe. And I think it's because I probably don't know the engineering and science behind it. It is not a projection based system. So it's not that you go in and it's projected on a screen. It's large, and it's actually built out of different squares, and each of those squares shows part of the picture. But it has like blacker blacks and truer colors than you would find on your television or you would find, you know, on a projection-based system. So when you watch something, it just honestly, it looks crystal clear and amazing.
That's real. And you show great movies there too. Not just like you have some great documentaries, it looks like, but you also show films like Austin Powers and Bourne Identity.
Yeah. So to go with the spy exhibit, we had James Bond, we had Bourne movies, we had Austin Powers. Before that, we had Unofficial Galaxies, which was Star Wars memorabilia. So we showed Star Wars. But we do, it's kind of all over the board. So we've had Disney movies, we've had, you know, Westerns, we've had musicals. It's really kind of all over. And honestly, it's $5 to get into a movie. Or if you get a membership, they're pretty much all covered with membership unless we have a special film come in.
So Explore Your World goes till September 7th. And it's described, it says, be captivated and surprised in the quest to explore cities, oceans, and the night sky. Do you have a cool display of all that kind of stuff too?
We do. So there's a large boat in the middle of the exhibit, and it shows you kind of the night sky and how people would have navigated, you know, before GPS and before maps. So it shows you like star formations and how you would have read that. And there's a station where you can kind of build the city and kind of map it out.
Huh.
Yeah, it's hands-on, and it's a lot of learning, which is great, and it's a lot of fun. We recommend that if you're going to come, you want at least an hour for each exhibit to do them fully, if not more, depending how deep you get into them.
Okay. And it is free to get into the museum, folks, but the exhibits cost money, but not exorbitant. Very reasonable.
Yes. But on July 4th, we're actually having a free day.
I saw that.
So from 10 to 3, exhibits and films are going to be free.
Are you going to be packed that day? Is that
I hope so. Yeah. We weren't open on July 4th last year. I think that if it rains, we'll be packed because people won't want to be outside. But if you are interested and you're not sure you want to pay, you know, to get in and check it out, you know, check out the exhibit, this is the day to do it.
Yeah. So everybody benefits from visiting museums. Yes. You just have to get them there. So how do you, as the marketing director, how do you get non-museum people to become museum people? Is that your challenge?
That is a really interesting question. Yeah. I don't know that I go at it that way. I think I go at it like, look at all the interesting things that we're doing. Because I think that if you've got that blockage, like you don't want to go to a museum, I don't know how I would get around that. But I got to tell you that museums are pretty cool all around. Like if you go to the Neville, if you go to the Payne, like they have wonderful things all the time.
They do.
So I think that if you're not a museum person, you're missing out a little bit.
Yeah.
But when you're bringing in exhibits, like all those places are doing and we're doing, like you're seeing something that you can't necessarily see anywhere else.
Great answer.
And it, you know, expands your mind a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. What did you think about that guy that broke the chair in Verona?
I
mean, what a dunce, right?
Come on. I was kind of embarrassed for him because I was thinking, first of all, why would you do this, the selfie or whatever, trying to squat on the chair anyways? Because you know, just by looking at it, I'm like, that chair is worth more than probably everything I own, right? Wasn't it Swarovski crystals or something? Like, right. So why would you even want to get close enough to touch it? But why? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Speechless, I guess, is what I was.
Only thing that would make me hesitant to go into a museum is to do something stupid like that and have it go viral. Or I'd be the guy to knock over the dinosaur bones at the field museum or something.
Right, you just lean on them accidentally and everything.
Looking
toppled
at my phone, you know, look at this idiot, and a video goes worldwide.
Yeah.
Do you have other museums you've been to around the world? Like, do you look to other places for guidance or just that you've gone to for pleasure?
Yeah, I love museums. So I have been to a lot of museums. I actually was just in France not that long ago and was at the Louvre and kind of checked that out. But anytime I travel, I want to check out a museum. And a lot of them, you know, they're usually not expensive. And a lot of them are sometimes even free. But yeah, if there's an art museum in the area or a history museum, I mean, why not go to them? I know Chicago's got brilliant museums. Amazing. Milwaukee's got brilliant museums. I mean, Green Bay, we've got how many museums? I mean, they're wonderful.
Yeah. Like, I haven't been. I went to the Milwaukee Public Museum a couple of years ago, and I mean, that's a treasure too. But now with what we have in Green Bay here, you really don't have to. And we got a zoo. I mean,
the zoo is really
great. This area is really kind of kicking butt.
You know, in the botanical garden, like we have a lot of wonderful things in the area. We really do.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Katie with a K-A-T-Y what she watches on TV.
Oh.
And she can, and maybe a favorite celebrity she has that's fallen from grace.
Oh.
And she'll help me wrap this up and we'll learn more about the Malva Cultural Center here in De Pere, Wisconsin. You got to check it out, folks. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Katie Compton in the studio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me here on Nightlight tonight. Tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, on the show, we've got another outstanding lineup for you. My buddy, comedian, Milwaukee native Tom Clark will be here. Not in person. He lives far away, but he's going to make the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And then filmmaker Grace Painter. What do you think, Conrad? Koziel? How would you?
I'll go
Katie,
with that.
How would you say that name?
Yeah, I would go with that.
Koziel.
Koziel.
Grace Painter Koziel will be here. She is the founder of Ruby Red Films, and I did not do my due diligence. I should have asked her her name, but I was busy the last couple of days. But I will have this straightened out, Grace. If you're listening, by the time you are on the show tomorrow night, we will know how to say your last name, and I'm very excited to talk to Grace about some of the stuff she is doing at Ruby Red Films. And as mentioned, we will make the popcorn pick of the week. Our question of the night, you've got just about a minute to get that in, is what celebrity's fall from grace most bummed you out? I don't even know if that's grammatically correct, but that's what the question is. And we've got a text here from Steady Eddie. Pete, Brett Lorenzo Favre. Is that his name, Conrad?
I guess so.
Sure, why not? I love the way he played Packer football with joy and enthusiasm. I am more disappointed than angry with Favre's apparent unethical behavior. For me, it is a sad fall from grace. That it is, Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie continues, I don't want to make any excuses for Brett Favre, but sometimes I wonder if all the head trauma he suffered playing football could have had anything to do with his poor thinking and bad judgment. Maybe. Sounds like you're making excuses for him, Steadfast Edward.
Yeah, I think it depends maybe when in his career you're talking about. Later?
Yeah, and I think he's talking about the charity thing.
Okay.
I don't know if you can blame that on a head injury. Like, does he do other unethical things, or does it only involve him getting money from them?
I think you can put a little on it, but not all of it, you know? Because he probably does have some head trauma.
Listen, I sprained my ankle in 1987, and I've never stolen a penny from anyone.
That's a little different, I think. Okay.
Katie Compton is here, folks. We've got Katie for a few more minutes here. She's the artistic, the marketing director of the Malva Cultural Center. This is so cool that we have this here. I'm glad we met, and I'm glad I discovered this cultural center that we have here in the Green Bay area. You are, all right, so tell us, what excites you most? If someone was going to go to the Malva Cultural Center, what would you tell them to start with?
Oh, my goodness, that's putting me on the spot, huh? Right.
No,
now,
it's not. You're the marketing director.
I know,
Kate.
But I can't have favorites. I bet it's you like could having do this in it's your like sleep. Having a favorite kid, oh, right? You can't. You can't do it. Right now we have an atrium exhibit. So our atrium exhibits are free, and it's called Art of the Aviary. And one of the reasons I love it is that I'm also a little bit of an artist, so I love any kind of art. But it's all local artists. So it's nice. The Green Bay Art Colony, which is all women art colony. It's been around for over 100 years, and they put this show together. And so I think when you walk through and you see the beautiful art pieces and you know that it's somebody local that made it, I don't know, it's kind of cool.
That is really cool.
Right now is kind of, I guess, my top one. But it also just opened like last week, so it is still really new. So
yeah, but that's a great answer. I mean, and that's free.
It is free. Those are, yeah.
Walk in there, start with the atrium, which is always free.
Yep.
Get some lunch. Yeah. At the restaurant.
Decide if you want to see a film or decide if you want to go upstairs to the exhibit.
Yeah, that's a great way to start. All right, what are you, when you're done at Malva, how do you shorten that? What do you say?
I don't. I always, well, the center,
the
I
MCC?
Guess. When I'm shortening it, sometimes we do MCC internally, but usually externally, it would be the center. So when I'm done at the center.
How about, Conrad, let's think of something.
The Malves?
No.
We'll
workshop.
I'm the idea guy of the two of us. Yeah. I think that's obvious. Yeah. What are you watching on TV? What do you go home and kick your feet up to and put on the television?
So like honestly, lately, I've been watching a lot of The Simpsons on Disney.
Love this girl. You are welcome here anytime.
The news and everything. It's like sometimes it's so heavy, but I actually watched it when I was eating dinner before I came. I watched
that. Is so great. So, and what a great comfort, right? I mean, it's just to have on in the background. It's
yes.
So what are your, have you been watching it since its inception?
On and off.
You're probably not even enough to.
Oh yeah, I am. It came on when I was a kid initially, but on and off. But now since, you know, they're all on Disney Plus, you can kind of just start and keep going.
It's so great.
And you know, it's going to take you how long to repeat again.
What's your favorite era of the show? Like, to me, it's the first six seasons.
Okay.
But it's still funny. Like, when I tune in now, I still really get a kick out of it.
What I think I enjoy now that I've watched it more is that, you know, when you're watching the older ones, you know, everybody's still the same age, right? And so, like, Grandpa Simpson was in, like, World War II, and then he was in, like, Korea or Vietnam. Like, you know, like they're always making it, kind of pushing it up. And so sometimes they make fun of it in the show, and he'll be like, well, you know, whatever war I was in. And the one I was just watching, like, the principal was in Vietnam. And now so it keeps moving up, right? So Bart's been 10 for, you know, 40 years. Yeah. And so I think that's kind of funny that they kind of tongue-in-cheek make fun of themselves.
Who's your favorite character?
I like the baby Maggie. She doesn't talk, but she's always got a little attitude. I don't know. I like
even though she's only got a pacifier, she still conveys attitude.
Right. She just kind of, you know, she's got a little sass, I guess. I don't know.
Conrad, in honor of animation, I think you know what song I want to close with.
Okay, sounds Simpsons, good. But,
you see, I'm a Homer guy, but I also like Lisa. Lisa Simpson is smart. And cute and funny. And I'm talking about a cartoon character. Yeah. I realize that. But we're number one? Oh, no, we got to go.
Yeah.
Katie, this has been fun. Thank you so much. We'll do this again. All right, anytime. And don't be afraid to leave a couple of free passes to the Malva Center on your way out. I can't do that.
Just come in and visit me. We'll do a tour.
I'm happy
we'll
to come in
thing.
And pay full price.
We'll do the
and
whole thing.
I think it's a great thing we have here in Green Bay. Keep up the great work and come back soon, please.
Yeah, excellent. All right.
Katie Compton, ladies and gentlemen, my thanks to Linda Fortunato and all your texts and calls. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwaba saying good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.